Okay, hi. So I'm going to talk about something that I was involved in called the X-Runner Obstacle Race. So I recently took part in this event called the X-Runner. It was a 5-kilometre obstacle race and it was really, really muddy. It was lots of fun, but it wasn't easy. And taking part in this race, it made me think a little bit about how it relates a little bit to our Christian lives. So you might have heard many talks over the years about running the race, but hopefully this can remind us of some of the things the Bible tells us about our journey with God. So I've been a Christian for over 30 years, but the last few years I feel more than ever that I've been in quite an obstacle race. It's been tough. There's many times of struggle and heartache. The X-Runner made me think about sort of the cross-runner, really, running for Jesus. And just brought me to Matthew 16:24. It says, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me." Luke 9:23, it says exactly the same, but it also adds in, must do this, who be my disciple must take up their cross daily and follow me. If we make a decision that the way that we want to live our lives is following Jesus, he asks us to deny ourselves and take up a cross and follow him. And denying ourselves can be quite tough. There's lots of things that we have our own ways of wanting to doing things, and denying that can be quite hard. And, you know, taking up the cross and following Jesus can be tough. But Jesus warned us that the life, the Christian life, wasn't easy. And also, it's not just for Sundays. He asks us to take up our cross daily, that we need to be committed to following him day in, day out. And this is a race for life. That's another race, isn't it? You see that advertised in the shop, the pink things, a race for life. And, you know, this Christian race, it's long, it can be grueling, but also it's really rewarding. And we're not alone doing this race. Jesus is there every step of the way with us. So the first bit was entering the race. So I knew the X-Runner was going to be tough, but I decided that I wanted to take up this challenge. And equally, Jesus tells us that life following him is not easy, but it's rewarding. And myself and many of us here have already made that decision to follow Jesus. Jesus says in Matthew 7:13-14, "Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." You know, we have to make a definite decision if we want to follow Jesus. We must come to him. We believe that he died and he rose again to save us. We need to confess our sins and invite him in to be with us forever. And this is the narrow gate, the start of the race of life with Jesus. You know, for me, actually, in the X-Runner, it wasn't an easy start. Actually, to get to the start of the race, there was a wall that we had to climb over before we could even get to the start line. So a bit of a difficult start, showing that even starting a race takes effort and commitment. And it's the same with us starting the race with Jesus. We've got to be committed and, you know, have effort towards it. So the next thing is training. So when I decided to enter the race, I needed to train. And just like when we enter the Christian life, we also need to train regularly. Unlike a normal race, in the Christian life, we can keep training as the race goes on. So normally the analogy doesn't work because you do the training, then the race. But in the Christian life, we're on a race, but we can train as we're going as well. Now, I knew that the X-Runner would involve running and obstacles. The obstacles were going to involve climbing, crawling, wriggling, fire, getting wet, and more things. So I knew I needed to train for fitness, strength, and stamina. And I knew that I needed to put time aside to train. I couldn't just do it in a day or something. That I needed to be dedicated to training so that I would be ready for the race when it came about and that I'd be able to complete it. But the training that I had done then gave me the reassurance that when it was going to get hard, I had the fitness and I had the strength to finish. You know, we'll talk a bit more about the obstacles in a minute, but I knew that I'd be able to pull myself over one more wall because I'd trained picking up lots of weights that I'd lifted lots of times, so I knew that I could do that. And in order to be able to take part in our race with Jesus, in our Christian lives, we need to train. You know, it's not new to you. You'll have heard this lots before, but our training involves time and dedication. 1 Timothy 4:7 says, train yourselves to be godly. We need to train wisely in our Christian lives. We need to regularly spend time with God. It's really important to pray, to wait on Him, being filled with the Holy Spirit, reading the Bible, allowing the Bible to speak to us. We need to spend time worshipping God. You know, as we're tonight meeting together with others, you know, we need to be serving. We need to be out there telling other people about Jesus as well. The training is particularly important during the hard times we face in our Christian lives. And knowing the truth in the Bible can help us through dark and difficult times. I've recently been attending the Freedom in Christ course, and that's got lots of scriptural reminders that we can draw upon in difficult times, biblical truths that we can use as a basis for our life and our race with God. You know, the time that we spend with God helps to build us up. It strengthens us for difficult times. You know, it guards our minds from lies that the enemy might try to tell us. Colossians 1:1 says, be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you might have great endurance and patience. Because we want to keep going, don't we? Even in those tough times. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, we might not feel that when we're struggling with depression. We've talked tonight about various health needs here and in family members, and we might not feel like that, but what we need to do is draw on God's truth, and he will sustain us through those hard times. So the third thing, team support. So it's not the best picture, but there was the team that I did the X-Runner with. So we entered a team, and I go to a gym in Long Eaton, and so the team was with other people at the gym. And these are friends that I've made at the gym. We're all from very different walks of life, but we've got a common interest in fitness activities. And as Christians, we're not alone on our journey with God. He's got a plan for each of our lives, but we're journeying along together. As a church, we're from different walks of life. We all have different talents, but we share the common love of following Jesus. And just like in the X-Runner team, we all had different strengths. Some of us in the team preferred running, others preferred doing weights, others like doing water things, some people like boxing. However, the different strengths we could help one another as we faced different obstacles because some of us were stronger at one thing than another. So when one of us were particularly tired, we could help them. When a small person couldn't get to the top of the ball, we could give them a hand. When somebody was stuck, we could give them a push or a pull and help them to move on. Hebrews 10:24-25 says, and let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. You know, we need to be there for each other. We've all of us got different strengths here. We've all faced probably very different trials in our lives, but we can use these past experiences to help each other out through the times that we go through. 1 Corinthians 14:26 says, when you come together, each of you has a hymn or a word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Everything must be done so the church can be built up. You know, that verse there just highlights how different we are, but that we've all got our important part to play. That we all need to do our part, and that part makes a difference to the whole team, and it helps us all to move forwards together in our Christian lives. So the next bit, the race. Okay, so you can't really see that, but that was a bit of a map of the race and the obstacles. So it kind of gave a little forewarning of these are what you're going to face. But until you got there, you didn't really know. So at the start of the race, we all were given one of these T-shirts. So X-Runner, Extreme Obstacle Race. And then on the back, it says Extreme Runner. So there we were, kitted up, the start of the race. I was excited, but a little bit apprehensive, because I knew it was going to be fun, but also quite hard. And in our lives, in our walk with God, we might have times when we're really excited to move on with God, to see what he's doing and where he's taking us, and that can be great. There's also times of apprehension, and times are tough, and we can't see what we're doing or where we're heading. And that can be really, really hard. Hebrews 12:1 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. So we're on that race, aren't we? God's trying to encourage us to throw off things that hold us back, and let's be on that race. And this is a race for life, and keep on going and keep on going on that race. So the obstacles we're going on to now. So in the X-Runner, the course was marked out for us, and God has a plan for each of us. We've all got the same finish line, but the race might be quite slightly different for each of us. And I faced, as it said on that map, quite a lot of obstacles. I think there was something like, 40 obstacles or whatever. Don't worry, I'm not talking through all 40 today. But going through life, we also face many obstacles. So one of the obstacles was the wall. So you can't really see that too well, but an idea. And most of us know what a wall is. So one of the first obstacles was a wall, or it was actually a bit like a really high, tough fence. But we were running along, and then suddenly there's this total block. So this big wall, kind of from there to there, just blocking the path. And you literally had to stop in your tracks because you can't go. So I knew that I couldn't jump over it, because it was too high. How can I do it? And sometimes in life, we might be merrily going along, think everything's fine, and then suddenly something hits us. It stops us in our tracks. It might be a sudden change in circumstances that could be for a whole variety of reasons. Something that you just didn't see coming, and suddenly you just feel really stuck. There's this block, and you feel whatever it is, this is just too big to overcome. And when I was there in that race, I just had to think back to my training. I hadn't practiced going over walls, but I knew that I'd worked on strong. I knew that I could get in on strength. I knew that I could pull myself up. And as we'd already looked at, the Bible says in Philippians 4:13 that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So when we get to those difficult times, we've got to go back to the training and what we've learned in God's word. Ask for God for his strength to face that unexpected wall. You know, friends can be a great support. In the X-Runner, when we got to the wall, we could help one another out. Put your hands so somebody could tread on it. So you gave them a bit of a help up. In our walk with God, friends can lift us up. They can stand by us in prayer. You know, tonight, for those people that have been ill, we've just prayed for them. That's standing with them, helping them over that wall. On these actual walls, on closer inspection, as you got to the wall, actually, halfway up, there were some little sticky out bits of wood, so that if you could get your leg up on there, then you could tread on that bit. And so then, when you trod on that bit, you could push up and just see over the top. And so as I started to climb up, the obstacle didn't seem quite as big. It wasn't as impossible as I first thought. And it can be the same in life. Huge walls that initially seem unpassable, this is not possible, but with time, with prayer, with support from others, with God's strength, we can get over those walls. The next thing, I think this is a rubbish photo, you probably can't see anything at all, but they called this spider's web. So there were these trees, and then amongst these trees, you've got ropes that just went across in all zigzaggy, so it looked like a massive spider's web. And basically, these were blocking the path. So you either got to do big steps like this to climb over or scoot underneath them. And so that was there. It didn't stop me like the wall because you could keep going, but it slowed you down. You had to be a bit more careful where you're putting your foot. Have a look where the rope is so you didn't trip and catch your foot. And in life, we might have got times when we're going along, we're not completely stopped, but we're slowed down. We have to be a bit more careful where we're stepping. You know, there might be lots of reasons for that. You know, one might be you find that in relationships, you've got to be a bit careful with how you deal with different situations. You know, how you speak to people or taking time to listen. You might have to slowly think about it, be a bit more careful in how you're doing things, that you've got situations that you've got to plan a little bit more carefully how to negotiate them. And, you know, we just need to think about that and how that applies to our lives sometimes. You know, Romans 8:28 reminds us that we know all things, that in all things God works for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. And that can be really hard when we're going through a tough time and there's obstacles, we're picking our way around. But again, we've got to come back and say, I can't see at the moment, God, but I'm trusting your word that you're saying that this is for the good. And I can't see that at the moment, but help me hang in there and persevere. The next thing that we had loads of was mud, okay? And it just went on. So there was a huge amount of mud in the Exruner. At times, I mean, I've been on lots of muddy walks and I kind of think, you know, if it comes up to your ankles, that's muddy. I think if I go for a walk and I get muddy ankles, I'm not going to think that's muddy again. You know, at times, mud was up to people's waists, up to people's chest. Some people liked swimming in the mud. You know, people were stuck, people were trapped. It was just mayhem and messy. And it was very dirty, as it is mud, and it was very smelly too. And the mud just kept on going. It wasn't just from there to there. It was just as far as you could see was mud. And then we'd get through one patch of mud, there'd be a tiny bit of grass, and then there was more mud. And in life, we might hit patches of mud. We might go through times when going is really tough. It might be really messy situations and it slows you down. And you might feel all consumed and surrounded and think that you're never going to get out of it. You know, it might take huge amounts of strength. You know, in this real mud, you had to really, really pull your leg up and it just took ages and it was really, really slow going. Each step was tough, lifting one heavy leg after the other. And we can feel like that sometimes, that oh, every step is a big effort. But you know, again, friends can really help. Actually, in this race, when some people had already gone through it, they were saying, actually, go round that bit. It's not quite as bad. It's a bit easier to go that way. Or they actually said, okay, it's tough, but I'll pull you. And you got a few people tugging and pulling one another, physically helping. And that really helps. And it's the same for us in our Christian lives. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. We all go through hard times, but those experiences that we've had can be used to help other people. Unfortunately, in this muddy race, just after a short break from the mud, we were in it again. And it can sometimes be like that in life. We go through one hard patch, we've got a really short recovery time, we think we're all right, going's okay, and then boom, we're back into that tough time again. And that can be really extremely draining, can't it? But we just need to keep doing one step at a time. Keep moving forwards. Keep leaning on God. Keep on praying. Hebrews 13:5 says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. And God's word can strengthen us. Even when we might feel we're alone or we're not aware of God's presence, he is there. His word tells us that he will never leave us. And we've got to hang on to that, however hard it feels. In the obstacle race, the obstacles just kept coming. And sometimes in life, it can seem that we've just got through one obstacle and another one is coming. But Jesus did warn us about this. In John 16:33, it says, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So it's not really unexpected, but God is with us and he's the winner and we're going to get through. The next one, I don't know if you can see really, but these were tyres. So as you can see, there were these tyres with a very, very tiny gap. And squeezing through these tyres was not an easy job. So you kind of just had to launch yourself in and like squidge in. And you did feel crushed, you felt flattened, and it was hard. And sometimes in life, we can feel like that. We can have situations that can crush us, that we can feel flat, that we can feel trapped. And again, we've got to hold onto God's word. Psalm 28:7 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. And the next bit says, my heart leaps for joy, and with my song I will praise him. We might not always feel like that second part of the verse, but we do need to remember and thank and praise God for the way that he supports and helps us. And actually, when we start praising God, that we can start to feel better and that helps us. And we just, more our spirit joins with his and we feel in a different place. Some of the obstacles I faced were thrilling. I had to go on a large slide. So you got in this there. Again, sorry, you can't really see them. But sometimes you have a little bit of plastic in your garden on a bit of grass. Maybe children have done it. This was on a huge scale down a hill, and it was absolutely amazing. So you had to get in this tube at the top, and that had got water squirting in it. Got in the tube, went like that, and then shot you out down this plastic right onto the grass. And it was fast and it was amazing. And I just got in the tube and then just let it take me. And, you know, it was a thrill and really, really exciting. And there might be times in life when we just have to get in and trust God and then whiz through. And these might be really exciting, thrilling times and experiences with God. And just as that water poured from the tube over me, soaking me, we, you know, need to soak in God's presence, in his Holy Spirit, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and then we can whoosh, and God can give us all that we need. But we have to make that initial step out, just like stepping into that tube of fork and whiz out. And we need to do that. That initial step out with God, and then he can do amazing things. You know, it might be that we've got to step out and speak to someone, that we've got to go and pray with somebody. But when we've done that initial step of doing that, then God can do amazing things in their lives. Another thing, again, probably not very clear, but this was another slide. But this slide, you went down, but then you got plopped into this freezing cold lake at the end, and it just went completely over your head. So again, this was a real thrill, whooshing down the slide, really good, but then you went into this freezing lake, and that was a bit of a shock. But before all of these ones, there was the mud. So this T-shirt that started off like that, then it was like mud before I went down the slide. So we slid down, got dunked under the water, that was a shock, but then came out, and actually, probably wasn't quite this clean, but it was, you know, it was green again instead of brown. And, you know, we might have times in our lives where we feel dirty, where we feel dragged down, and then God can take us on an amazing journey and an experience. We might feel a little bit shocked, not quite sure what happened, but we do feel cleaner. God cleans us and freshens us up. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to cleanse us. He wants to free us from those things that hold us back. Isaiah 43 says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. Further on in Isaiah 43 says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Our journey in life, we face many different things. All of you here so far have experienced different things in your race with God. Some might have had more obstacles than others, but we just need to keep training with God, learning more about him, following him, and letting him help us every step of the race. James 1, 2-4, it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. You know, it can be very hard at the time to consider a really tough time pure joy. But it does change us, and it makes us more like Jesus, and we can appreciate that a bit more when we've come through the other side. And the race of life is all about being more like Jesus. So the finish. So at the end of the X-Runner, I was tired. It had taken a long time. To do 5 kilometres, it took nearly 2 hours, so, which is a bit mad, but because of all the mud that just slowed you down, it felt like a long time. But the last obstacle to finish the race was like a leap of faith. So we had to climb up this high tower. There was a great big cushion, but it was probably about 5 metres down, and we had to jump off and land on this big cushion. It was a thrill, but you've got to make that step. Yes, I'm going to do it. But then, once we'd done that, that was the end. And I was given a medal. I got a silver blanket because we were really cold after being in a big cold lake. And they gave us some hot soup and some sweets. So that was nice. So the reward for finishing was great. You know, I was ready for that food and warmth. I've got this medal to treasure that I can look back and see what I've achieved. You know, at present, we're all still in the race of life with God. We don't know what we're going to face in the next section of the race. We don't know what obstacles there are to come, but we need to keep on that race. We need to be focused, and we need to take on what it says in Philippians 3:14. It says, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. You know, when we get to the end of the race, we're going to get a far better prize than this medal. But we also need to do what it says in Philippians 2:16, hold firmly to the word of life. But then it says, I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labour in vain. That we're going through this, but we've got an amazing prize at the end. You know, we've got that. The guarantee at running the race with Jesus is an amazing prize. Eternal life with God. You know, Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God. And if we run with perseverance and endurance, we can share that reward with him in heaven for eternity. And I'd just like to echo what it says in Timothy. I'd like to think at the end of the race, I can say, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith, and now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, not only to me, but to all who long for his appearing. So, obstacle races can be hard, they can be thrilling, but there's a reward at the end. And wherever you feel that you're on that race today, and whatever obstacle you feel that you're on, or you might be running a nice bit out of obstacles, unfortunately, we all know that at some point there's another obstacle coming. But hang in there, you know, keep training. Keep spending time with God, listening to him, feasted upon his word, and we know that we can get to the end and win that prize. Let's just pray. Lord, I just thank you that you are an awesome God, and you just invite each of us to run the race with you. And Lord, I just pray that you'll help each of us to just be proud to put on that t-shirt to say yes, I'm starting the race. I'm going to be an extreme runner for you, God, and be proud to step on that journey. And Lord, we know that we're going to have ups and downs. We're going to have obstacles that we face. Lord, sometimes we're going to feel that our feet are failing and we don't quite know where we're going. But Lord, just thank you that you are there with us. Thank you that you are our rescuer, you're our guide, you're our shield, you're our strength. And Lord Jesus, just help us in our training just to build up and to, Lord, just rest upon you for all that we need. Lord, just thank you that we can enjoy this life, this race for life with you. And Lord Jesus, we just pray that we will just know your strength, that you will help us to keep our faith, to keep strong in you. And Lord Jesus, just pray for each person here. Maybe the obstacles that they're facing today, we don't know what they are, but you do. And Lord, I just pray that you will just be with each of them in every situation, helping them over those obstacles onto the next part of the race. And Lord, we are looking forward to one day to be able to be in glory with you and saying that I've been through the race and now I'm claiming the prize. Just thank you for your faithfulness, O Lord. Amen.